Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Face let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. Never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Oh, my God.
can open up some gates up to my dogs. I'm still yelling to no more. I know a couple real stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' come. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my BMO. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate kills even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling to no more.
Niggas ready for war, cause we'll come through like some soldiers. We'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it. What's that? You don't want no bitch. Free my niggas too, it's token. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know they know they know they. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, nigga, know that. Once you cross that line, he'll not know.
I can open up some gates and see my dog.
They was running from the dicks, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to be some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm still yelling for no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded in the yard.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people, we have to educate the people, we have to arm the people, and we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the Vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing with tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. You may have considered yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, There are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the Lola Valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Elvis Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in the revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in the revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people, and the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, at a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, then this would not even entail one name.
Chairman, you live? Come on, Chairman. Grandma. No, Daphne was online.
Y'all ever wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? That these fraud-ass philanthropists, these counterfeit-ass charities have no problem coming out in support of? Yeah, you wonder. If nothing else but in your subconscious. In the back of your mind, y'all even wonder sometimes why the media can't speak on us. And why these softball-ass motherfuckers with big bankrolls can't fund us. Chairman Fred said, we gonna say it again. Dad is struggling, dad to win. Shit. Failure's not an option. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect and they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws in our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These is Cub shoes. We do more before 10 a.m. than any state selected officials and Marines, or any opportunists as the forest naive ass niggas can or have did in 10-month time period. Dig. These pigs are the Black Panthers is the problem. In fact, Jack, well, a lot of y'all don't know that was why Jagger Hoover and the rest of the pig power structure came at it with everything, including COINTELPRO. And if by chance you think that this shit still ain't happening, I'm gonna speak.
Radio.com 708-223-8953. For those of you who just get me on Free Them All Radio, 929-477-3785. Hey, again, we with a brother here who I love, respect, Professor Kelly Harris, y'all. We trying to make history, take history, tape history. We talking about a pressing campaign. We are on crunch time and we on cub time. We looking at the countdown of this upcoming 22nd. They talking about selling the house. Put up for auction. The house was Chairman Fred having grew up in. I'm talking Maplewood, Illinois, 804 South 17th Avenue. The house right across the street from Irvin Elementary School, the same Irvin Elementary that Chairman Fred attended. The same house in which, you know what I'm saying, many of y'all that came through and broke bread in the 804 different days, different things, conversations, political debates, so on and so forth. The same house of party members come through. I told the party members, they said, even before Chairman went to Canada, they flashed back to us. They would come back out and meet with Chairman. A few days ago, came across some coats and blazers, clothes of Chairman Fred, and I'm still on a political high, you know, getting them coats and that brown corduroy blazer that he had, got that. So we moving and grooving, y'all, making history, taking history. We want to thank the people who've been coming through all different ideas on how to move this. But this subject matter also, we want to commend lots of people coming with all different ideas. Actual, y'all see the flyer? That's the actual song written by Tupac. as an actual song written by Tupac. And how ironic would it be? Okay, we live in the ring. We got Lady Ray that even will be committed to donate that actual writings of that song to put up an auction to help save the Hampton House. So how would it be if Panther Club Park from the graveyard? If you know what I'm saying, that so put the word. I don't know. You got to go to the auction site. If that, if he, you know what I'm saying, Park dead has done more than many. I don't know all these artists done in their lifetime. You know, they're alive. You know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying? We have comrades who come in out of town. I mean, stop, drop, and roll. This is what it is. We're moving. We, you know what I'm saying? People are dealing with all types of other issues they got to deal with in their own respective area. Bringing their energies right here. You know, we got, you know what I'm saying? This time period. Defense Bunchy Carter. Birthday 19th coming up. We on the 52nd year birthday. Black Panther Party, closest facility of the 50th year Illinois Chapter Black Panther Party. It's a joke we make. We said, Cubs ain't got no curfew. Been up all night, all day. Our Minister of Finance, you know what I'm saying, her birthday, you know what I'm saying? She'd have been in the weather. Can't tell that, though. Still moving the group, still working organizing. Conrad Nick's birthday tomorrow. We got forces that's, you know what I'm saying, again, that's really and sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, to the man, to how this whole dynamic. We need your understanding, we need your support, we need you to hashtag Save the Hampton House. We need you to go on Twitter, we need you to go on Instagram, we need you to go on Facebook, we need you to come with different ideas. We over bake sale, all type of stuff. Call the politicians and say, what are you going to do, you know what I'm saying, to help make this happen, this move that we cannot afford to lose. I'm talking about, we know, the state knows the importance of that. That's why brother just talking about, we just somebody in Philadelphia. They just the name of street after Wilson Good. This is a Negro that dropped a bomb. I'm talking about ain't no cross seas. I'm talking in Philadelphia on the community. You feel what I'm saying? We need y'all. Tonight's a community meeting, 8:00 p.m. 8:00 p.m. at Urban Elementary School. We need y'all there. We need people's ideas. We need y'all there. We got a 48-hour telethon. Professor Kelly has some students from Chicago State. They came through to get online with the telethon. Telethon. Some of y'all around my age are around. Y'all know the telethon. They have them different Jerry Lewis shows. Yeah. We going to telethon. We want to go up to Annie. We want you to get there. We want you to go live to Facebook, tweeting, Instagramming, Colin Kaepernick, T.I., Beyonce, Jay-Z. Call the question. I need y'all to do it because soon they see my name. Oh, here comes Channel Freddy. He needs to go in on somebody. Well, that's the people. We want you to heighten the contradiction. You know what I'm saying? They say Chance the Rapper was driving a Lyft the other day in Chicago to help raise money for Chicago Public Schools. A state entity. We're trying to raise funds to save this dynamic of this symbolism. Again, we said it's bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. However, just this type of conversation. The Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times asked me yesterday, say, well, how did this happen to get to this stage in the game about it being in foreclosure? One, I said to my uncle's funeral, our family, the Hampton family, our household is a microcosm of other households, other communities. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, we have to, you know, last time we keep all pressure to ourselves, whatever. We have been disproportionately targeted by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, the rest of these mortgage companies, the American gangsters and banks. You know what I'm saying? But last time we turned the pain inside, there's something I did wrong, so on and so forth. These are discussions, y'all, that we have to have. But again, in all honesty, it is a good question to come out. How was it that all these different movies, people talking about movies and book deals and the Black Panther Party?
Yeah.
Why is, you know what I'm saying, why should his son, why should the family be talking about raising finance for this building? You know what I'm saying? This is a logical question. And the deal is, like one time someone told Winnie Mandela, I enjoyed your book. Winnie Mandela said, what book? You know what I'm saying? There are so many people who profit off of our pain, y'all. You don't say, go, you go listen, you just take for granted. People tell me sometimes, man, I know you do it, man, you be on TV channels. I was getting locked up when you see me getting on TV. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so they, well, the struggle, dude, a lot of times they romanticize it, and other people, different opportunists and revisions of history come through, and they make profit off of that. So we want to see the time, and let's have some discussion, like, why is this? You know, follow the trail of tears, follow the check, say, who's benefiting up for this, and where are these people at? People want to do movies and books. where are they at when it comes to supporting some real people out there doing the real deal work? And you can't be, I mean, no more graphic, blatant example, the homie was sharing for his real thing, y'all.
Right.
Real talk.
And
we live there.
And who's supposed to be doing the movie?
It's been a movie. I can't count how many movies have been done on somewhere about the Black Panther Party. However, it's been different rumors from different people. Antoine Fuqua, you know what I'm saying? Some people later on, not him, but in the camp, came to us. I said, does it sound strange to you that they haven't contacted us? You know what I'm saying? They said, damn, not you mentioned it. But so these are contradictions that people take for dismiss and take, you know, and forget to say the callers. That's not. That ain't cool. They have to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This, again, I told you before, we have to deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? I talk about this one guy I met one time. I've seen this character too, one time. His name is Scotty. And he was about 14 years old. He was telling Cass he was Fred Hampton Jr. So I heard about it. Sister told me, she said, yo, I said, what? So when I approached him, I said, man, you tell people that you're Chairman Fred's son? He said, brother, I'm Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son. He said, I'm Chief Ali's son. I'm Chairman Larry Hoover's son. I said, brother, I said, no disrespect. I'm really trying to, like, in regards to, like, who your mother went to bed with.
Right, that's right.
What I'm talking about in that context, you know. He said, oh, yeah. I said, listen, man, I actually was hoping that you was. That I had a sibling. So when they come with these cases, they come with these attacks. So when I get 18 years, maybe you can take 9 of them. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can. The people will manifest the struggle. This
that's
is the
right.
good part of
that's
it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But this is the reality. This is people talking about you could like it's something they're talking about doing on a bank on Stony Island, December 7th. People calling me saying, who is this on Facebook? They say they get money or they're gonna collect donations. And I say, people say, well, who are these people? I say, why are they supporting this campaign? It's different entities that pop up who be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and claim cub when it's comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Colin Kaepernick, when he's December 4th, when he's in Chicago, what to me? I said, no, we phone conversation. I say, damn, when you donate the money, it goes to groups that are like the University of Chicago.
That's right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You said, where's
right
the don't, where? You know what I'm saying? You talk, now people say, well, maybe they don't know. These people are not dumb, but you got the people who control them, who the resource can go to. And that's their cup of tea, so be it. Deal is move forward and acknowledge that so we can move forward. You know, so we're bringing on some forces. And I tell a lot of our forces, I tell a lot of people, we say, well, we keep on talking to Kaepernick. Listen, a lot of times you keep on stalling the process. It has to come to some stage in the game. It has to come to some point where the rubber meets the road and say, wait a minute. These people have a position. You know what I'm saying? That way, when Field Marshal George Jackson said, sooner be gone, sooner done. There are some potential athletes and potential artists who will get on and support. But they are held back because people say, well, maybe we waiting on this. We ain't no guarantee tomorrow.
We had a brother from Morgan State in yesterday,
mm-hmm,
who was talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And he's a media guy. He's a journalist.
Yeah.
But he's a different type of journalist.
Okay.
He's talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And he said Colin Kaepernick should not have taken the Nike deal.
So
Colin Kaepernick shouldn't have been on television with Nike and did the commercial and all that. And he shouldn't be trying to get back in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He said some of us have to know that what the positions we take is more important for us to go ahead and profit from it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't want to struggle.
Yeah.
Right? We
yeah.
want the fame. We want the fortune. We want the good stuff.
Yeah.
But if we're really talking about revolution, if we're really talking about liberation, if we're really talking about change, it ain't fun.
It's
not profitable.
Yeah.
That's a hard reality.
Yeah.
Because everybody, we caught up in this capitalist system.
Yes.
Everybody wants the benefits and things from it.
Yes.
But if the reality is, if we're fighting against it, if you're at war, you got to understand the consequences that come along with being in that war.
I think also we should go back and take a authentic, objective look from the premise, from the beginning. If we can find somewhere there's no slight on him. There's no slight. What reference of struggle do he have?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? See, a lot of times people say, I think sellout is one of the most overused terms in our community. It's people who never had a
never bought in.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And people say, oh, I can't believe this. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe OJ Simpson sold out. You go back and look at OJ. They knew they grabbed him from San Francisco. They knew the whole.
That's right.
Ironically, you can call it Kaepernick. Damn, that was talking San Francisco. Yeah, the connection. But these forces, it's
like, you know, if they wanted to, no frame of reference. You know, say, and so again, you like a foreign language. You know, so they can have some point of unity. But it amazes me the time that we constantly waste and the people know how powerful they are. You know, so it's like any dynamic. If you come and people say, well, I thought y'all had this. You know, what I'm saying?
Right.
It's humbling. It hurts me. I got pride. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To put this call out. You know what I'm saying? However, the politics gives me the ability and opportunity to put out in an objective way. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel it's something we did wrong. You know, I know this system is against us. You know what I'm saying? We're going against all odds. The deal is, it's certain things that I cannot relate to. You know what I'm saying? And I should be put as a spokesman for certain arenas. But with our community, there are people who, if they wanted to, they cannot relate to us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These organizations they give us, these GMOs, these government-made organizations, they need a GPS map to find us. You know what I'm saying? The groups that they even go do a tally on the groups that Colin Kaepernick donated money to. You know what I'm saying? It's not connected. You know, and it's so big. But you can't, then you come up with these wigs on, these leather jackets, you know, and play Black Panther Party.
Right.
This is real, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is real deals. This is all
right.
We got. This is all we got, our legacy. You know what I'm saying? And it's more than leather jackets. It's a reality that we got to deal with. I know the power of the people. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know it. Once we call it the question, it's Field Marshal George Jackson, soon to be gone, soon to done. It's like a relationship, the abused relationship. Say the woman in the abused relationship, she goes, well, I don't know. It holds back opportunity with another brother, another man. You know what I'm saying? It holds back our potential.
Right.
There are so many. Our community.
Well, that's what it's designed.
That's what it's designed to do.
That's
and people keep on holding on to it. Keep on.
Exactly.
What if he do this? They are told. I'm saying, brother, you keep on. The context clues alone, I'll get clear.
It's easier to go interview Colin Kaepernick about an issue.
Yes.
To confuse people.
Yes.
Than it is to come talk. To
ain't no doubt about it. Him. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You think about the resource. That you say, wait a minute. It's certain famous artists I know. I'm not even calling for this campaign now because I know. In some cases, I don't know the truth. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It hurts. I got some people I called before. I need $300 for some flyers. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm real talk. And it hurts. And so some people I keep at a distance. And I don't take it personal.
Yeah.
I just, it's politically. Because, again, they can't even relate to our pain. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, I had a guy who grew up with me. I love this dude. He passed now. He was so clear about me. This is my buddy. As soon as you were talking about going to a protest or some political event,
yeah.
He would walk away. He knew that wasn't his arena.
Right.
They grab people who did not their arena, and they put them as our spokesperson at the expense of us not having none. And people keep on giving it energy. You know what I'm saying? In certain discussions, like when I was locked up, people say, Chandler, did you have any problem with the rapists, the different guys? In certain conversations, cats didn't bring to me.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
the drug, it's like garlic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you keep on walking with somebody to every day, you keep throwing your money down in front of them. After a while, that person might start thinking they're a stick-up man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody starts, you know, I might can do this.
Yeah.
People keep talking to these people like they're some activists. You know what I'm saying? They not.
Yeah.
There's no way possible you can say that tomorrow you put Chandler Fred on the football field, I'm a quarterback, people are going to talk to me like, hey, coach, hey man, what you think about the 100 yards you're going to throw the ball?
Right, right, yeah.
It's no way possible.
Right.
It's going to be all type of questions. You know, hold on, man. You ain't play high school ball? You know what I'm saying?
That's how you know they're not serious.
But without them coming out of struggle, you can grab Nick Cannon
right.
of a comedy stage and throw him right up there.
Yeah.
You can take the people literally up the football field.
That's right.
I mean, I ask people, what frame of reference do you have that they was involved in the movie? Did they ever run for school president? Have they ever had a conversation with two people? You know what I'm saying? It's no frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to any of you just can't be Joe Bush. I'm going to be a drug dealer tomorrow. People say, hey, man, hold on. What spot did you run first? When it comes to our movements, though, people say, man, I'm going to keep on wasting time. I'm saying, you know, we wasted valuable time.
That's the problem that we have to deal with as part of this culture in this society.
I guess
if
yes.
you get on television or if
yes.
you don't have
they put you on TV,
all of a sudden now you can talk about this.
And tap into that dopamine
that.
About
that's
people.
Right. That's right. Tap into
that
dopamine. Right.
Man, it's
right.
man, it's okay. man, it hurts.
Because the reality is, for some of our community,
yes.
if I say, well, you've been in Chicago State.
Yes,
right?
yes, yes.
You and Mama are cool.
Yes, yes,
State,
yes,
right?
yes.
We put Colin Kaepernick in Chicago State. The whole floor of them.
The same day, I suppose, Chicago State. What's the little sister name? The little actress.
That's right. The whole thing was packed.
The same day,
right.
I spoke to Chicago
that's
State.
Right.
I've got a little sister name. She was at the same day, and you've
right.
seen people come, you know what I'm saying, pack their way in there. You know
packed.
What I'm saying? And Rome had a whole procedure with this. Rome had to use the entertainer, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
and it's a reality, man. And it's a reality. And I believe I'm in a case where I utilize sometimes. But it's just mind blowing. It's hard, man. But the politics gives me the ability to assess it. But again, we welcome the condition that forced Andy. Cause like they asked Malcolm X one time, or Jackie Robinson, disagree with this over. This is not violence. Malcolm said, wait a minute. We don't be quoting no Bob Hope. You know what I'm saying? You don't see white people come out no Die Hard movies.
That's right.
I wonder how Bruce Willis feels about nuclear weapons in North Korea. But when it comes to us, these people, they tell you that these artists, you will see them go do. Kanye West, when you get back to Africa, go tweet this out. Kanye West supposed to stop at a Hampton House.
Is he really?
I got the word already. Now, I'm clear on him. Believe me, I'm clear on dude. They clear on him.
Yeah.
They studied him with psychological profile. We the ones that, before Kanye West said anything about George Bush,
yeah,
we had a quote-unquote conversation with him 8 hours before at Borders Bookstore. And a lot of people took it wrong because, he down. I said, no, don't get it twisted.
Right.
We can't deal with things scientifically.
Turn somebody into
It was James Brown had a whole different song playing the first. Imam Jamil Alameen and throw down on say, man, you better go back in the studio. They garbage song. Sooner we start dealing with that as opposed to talking to people like, I wonder if I can win you, understand this, if I put this candle by you, if I read this book to you, maybe I can win your competition. Thus, they have no frame of reference or struggle to the people. One thing was shown, two things were certain, this is our people demand. When the United States kidnapped that boy, Elian Gonzalez, Daniel Garcia, the people in Miami, the Bautista babies, they told Daniel Garcia and Gloria Estefan, you're going to stand down here with us.
That's right.
That point blank.
We're
not going to explain nothing to you while we're doing it. And that's what we got to do. We're not going to even keep on insulting you. Like, it's respectful. It's some guys who I deal with. I pull up. I won't explain nothing to this thing, man. We protesting that. They don't want you to talk.
Ain't no compromise.
If you get up too many details, you lose that respect. They're like, listen, man, we got to put all that. We keep on, come with it. The state don't. You think the United States explained to the army, to the troops, the reason why we're going over here, Iraq is, man, dig. Here go that weapon, drop them off, handle that business.
That's it.
You know what? Keep on. All this long talking, dig. Okay, this is how people demand. You're going to run around telling you're part of the black community. You know, man, tangible, concrete support.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do.
That's right.
Real talk.
And we got people who got the resources too.
Yeah. You'll be surprised if you hold them accountable what they do. You know what I'm saying? We keep on, like he's playing baseball, the pitcher. His arm getting thrown out. He ain't doing good. Man, move out soon to bring another pitcher in. Maybe you should play football. Maybe you should be a cheerleader. It's not your calling. Whatever. I ain't got time to figure it out. Maybe you got hit with a baseball as a child. You got a bad. Maybe you have a flash. Stick and move. whatever. We ain't got time.
It's a whole different one. But Richard Pryor told Max Julian when he first met him, because Max Julian is the guy that played the Mac.
Right.
Max Julian was first time to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor saw him on stage. He came off stage and said, I don't know what you do, but you're not a comedian.
Wow.
He said,
and
you know what?
What
you're
not
a comedian.
And Max Julian had the utmost respect
there. Oh, he went to
show. No doubt about it. Max Julian, the deal for Richard Pryor to play in the movie to Mac, they told Max Julian he had to be there, the deal Richard Pryor, And Max Julian told the people to do the Mac. He said, listen, y'all got to touch down to the Black Panther Party,
That's right.
And they come on to go around and touch to the pimps, the war brother.
Right. He said,
you got to touch down to the Black Panther Party.
That's
and they respected.
That's right.
If the community calls Kaepernick's question, you'll be surprised what type of athlete he can be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we stop. With the Roots, the group, the Roots.
Yeah.
People telling me, they got Afro. We first met in Philadelphia. Drove down, had a conversation, get kind of antagonistic. But I love them, brothers. I said, the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal is intense. They respected it.
Yeah.
Before that, the bar was lowered. You know what I'm saying? The bar was lowered. And if you hold them accountable, as opposed, you know what I'm saying? Hold them. I told people, I'm held accountable. I'm not just Chairman Fred because I look like I'm taller. People say, man, we're going to hold you accountable.
That's right.
You'll get the best out of it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Nothing else, just some clarity about it. All you got to do with us, come out there, throw an afro on, throw on TV, say a little slogan. Oh, yeah, they down. What they do?
Right.
They donate money to who?
Right, exactly.
To the University of Chicago?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Hold them accountable. You'll be surprised. And not the way we keep on beating around the bush, maybe they don't know. These people are intelligent.
The University of Chicago right now holding up this cat, D. Raymond Kissinger.
All going.
Making him the leader of the Black Lives Matter.
Man.
He ain't had nothing to do with it.
Hey,
now he profiting off
profiting
of
off
writing
of
a book about
writing
it.
Writing a book about ain't got a. Hey, go check the bottom of their shoe soles, and their soles of their shoes. Ain't no mark on their shoes.
Nah.
Ain't no dirt on their fingernails. I told one cat. They got to go on Twitter. He wants us to get involved, do me and Mother Conrad, and some of the Twitter battle. You know, I said, man, don't put us involved with that stuff. I said, we doing. You got to put some skin in the game to get down with us. You know what I'm saying? I say, we catching cases. Y'all catching carpal tunnel. Your hands hurt. You know what I'm saying? We doing some real deal. We got literal cases. I got the field marshal cases. You all out there cases. These people in a whole different world. They plan Twitter back and forth. They ain't never coming in contact with, you know what I'm saying? We doing real deal, tangible stuff. This stuff is happening on this man, the space is out. And we say, you got to put some skin in the game. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, y'all know it's been fire as always. We came in late on Free My Radio. Tonight at 8 o'clock p.m., Early Elementary School comes to the back. It's a meeting. It's a community meeting. You know what I'm saying? We at the Hampton House 24/7. Our comrades, they crack on us. They say, come, they got no curfew. Hey, 24/7, y'all. We'll talk, y'all. We there. Make history. Take history. Take history. Come to the week. Hey, we work hard. We cheer hard. We should have birthday parties and everything. Get this here. Also, we got up for auction. Put the word out. The song that Tupac himself written, you know what I'm saying? Put up for auction. With that money going to be going towards the help of the state Hampton House, you know what I'm saying? Just got that word from anywhere a couple of days ago. Go make it happen. Let's make this. Let's take this. Let's take this. Again, y'all. Happy birthday to Black Panther Party. Happy birthday to the Minister of State for the College. Happy birthday, Minister of Finance, Grant. Birthday, Comrade Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Keep your heads up, eyes up, fist clenched. Free them all.
Free them all.
Make this. Take this. Take this. Free them all. Say it happen now.
Imagine if you could go back. Actually, talk to the motherfucker. First motherfucker that came in the slave shit.
No. We back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed, cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. You let the real strategy and pick our enemies right. Who stands accused of the abuse, my own kind of wife. Pardon, not disregarding what you thinking, but you must abandon ship, cause once I rip your whole shit is sinking.